I'm Ricky Bevington for All Things Considered on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. Starting this weekend, Atlantans can again visit one of the city's most famous works of art, the Battle of Atlanta Cyclorama, went on display in 1886 in Wisconsin to celebrate the North's Civil War victory over the South. But after it moved to Atlanta, the story of the battle stretching across this canvas was reshaped and retold for more than a century. Georgians learned the story of the Battle of Atlanta as something that should make Southerners proud. I recently toured this massive piece of art to learn the different stories it's been used to tell. To see the Battle of Atlanta cyclorama, you literally have to step inside it. Atlanta History Center President and CEO Sheffield Hale leads me onto an escalator.
So here you are coming up onto the platform.
Oh my gosh, it's massive. We emerge at the top, enclosed by an enormous circular landscape painting. It's a bit overwhelming, like walking into a cathedral. It's 49 feet high, as big around as a football field, weighing 10,000 pounds.
This is the Battle of Atlanta.
This is about Civil War memory. This is a history of Civil War memory through one of the biggest, most bodacious artifacts you could ever have.
Spinning around 360 degrees, the effect is like being on a battlefield. Where we're standing is today's Inman Park. We're looking westward toward downtown. Hale points to places on the painting where modern-day landmarks are today.
Right, you are now looking toward downtown. In front of you is the Inman Park Martyr Station. Over there to your right is Kennesaw Mountain, Stone Mountain on the other side.
But the scene that surrounds us took place 155 years ago. It's a sunny summer day. A clear blue sky expands in quiet contrast to the noisy calamity below. Hundreds of tiny painted figures are scattered across the red clay earth. Tangled groups of men are firing guns or cannons or thrusting swords. Some figures appear to be dying. Many are dead. White puffs of smoke dot the carnage. Occasionally, the eye catches the bright red of a Confederate flag or the navy blue of Old Glory. You can almost hear the barrage of gunpowder blasts as thousands of terrified men cry out in a cacophony of pain and triumph and fear. It's chaos. This scene depicts a terrible day for the Southern cause. The artists who painted it in Milwaukee in the 1880s knew their Northern audience would be eager to relive Union soldiers crushing Confederate rebels only two decades earlier. And yet, 6 years after it debuted in Wisconsin, the cyclorama arrived in Atlanta, billed as the only Confederate victory ever painted.
It took on this Confederate tinge.
The 1890s were a period of historic and cultural revisionism that would become known as the Lost Cause. In this sanitized version of the Civil War, Confederates weren't defending slavery. They were protecting their homes, families, and way of life against Northern invaders. For the next century, the Battle of Atlanta cyclorama became a vehicle for this Lost Cause narrative.
This pro-Southern aura of the Lost Cause and reconciliation, and both sides were valiant, and you know, it was just a big misunderstanding, and slavery wasn't talked about at all.
My friends, you have before you the mighty drama of the Battle of Atlanta, which was fought just 2¼ miles east of the city on the afternoon of July 22nd, 1864.
In this 1940 audio tour, visitors were led to believe that a scene depicting a Union victory actually shows a Confederate triumph.
To the right of the house are the abandoned guns of the DeGress Battery, now in possession of the victorious Confederates, and in mangled heaps on the ground are the carcasses of the battery horses, slain by the retreating gunners and by nearby artillery fire. This is the high moment of the day for the Confederate forces. We will notice as we proceed that the entire picture is built around this episode.
In truth, Union troops were seconds away from recapturing the battery of cannons. It's accurate to say the painting is built around this scene, but it's built around a Union triumph late in the afternoon not an earlier momentary gain by Confederates. By 1959, the Lost Cause propaganda was arguably worse. Curators produced a highly dramatized audio tour with theatrical language over the Confederate anthem, Dixie. The effect is to glorify Southern fighters battling for a just cause against an unjust foe.
Capture the hill. Attack. Again, again, again. Fight, fight until you die. Die they do by the thousands, in the face of the superior strength and arms of the Union forces. Under their banner of pure white stars and royal blue bars on a field of blood red, these lads become fighting men, but their individual courage cannot overcome the overwhelming odds.
This narration suggests the Civil War was a conflict of political equals. To a Northern audience, however, the powerful federal government was squelching a rebellion of a few poorly armed states.
This memorial to the war between the states is a fitting tribute. Never forget that war. For it was on the hot forge of blazing battlefields like this that the steel strength of this nation was forged. Here were principles established. Here were the bonds of unity tested and strengthened. Here, from this battle, and from others like it, emerged the United States of America.
On the contrary, the principle that the South was fighting for, slavery, wasn't established. It was violently destroyed. And unity was far from the minds of Confederates on this battlefield. Today's visitors to the Battle of Atlanta Cyclorama will learn the whole story of the battle. The center has invested $36 million into restoring the painting and its accompanying diorama. The installation includes new galleries, a historic steam locomotive, high-tech interpretive videos, audio tours, and displays. Visitors will also learn the story of the painting. It's itself an artifact. Atlanta History Center President Sheffield Hale says it illustrates how different generations told differing stories about why 3 million Americans spent 4 years trying to kill one another.
History's messy and complicated. People can hold two ideas in their head at the same time. We're not here trying to convert somebody. We're here to try to get them to think about history and what they were told and let people come to their conclusions.
People can come to their conclusions starting Friday when the Battle of Atlanta Cyclorama reopens to the public. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.